Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The number of Americans killed in the attack by Hamas on Israel is up to 36. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told lawmakers while testifying before a Senate panel yesterday, a handful of Americans are also believed to be among the more than 200 hostages taken prisoner by the terrorist organization Hamas. Former Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is the new U.S. ambassador to Israel. The Senate confirmed Lew in a 53-43 vote yesterday. Lew's confirmation comes as the conflict between Israel and Hamas continues. The Trumps are expected to take the stand in the New York civil trial. Former Trump Organization Vice President Raymond Flores was on the stand yesterday when the court called it a night and went home. Donald Trump Jr. is expected to take the stand today or tomorrow, followed by Eric, Ivanka, and then presidential candidate Donald Trump. Already acquitted of state charges, the federal trial of former Louisville, Kentucky police detective Brett Hankinson is ready. But right now it's unclear when the 16-person jury will be seated or when opening statements will begin. Hankinson is accused of violating the civil rights of Breonna Taylor, who was shot to death during a no-knock raid on Taylor's home. The federal trial is expected to take about 3 weeks. The second person to receive a pig heart transplant has died. Yesterday, Maryland doctors confirmed Lawrence Fawcett died in late September, roughly 6 weeks after the transplant. Doctors said his heart seemed healthy for the first month or so, but began showing signs of rejection in the days before Fawcett's death. Microsoft is rolling out its new artificial intelligence feature called Copilot. Microsofters say it can handle human-like text to answer questions and write emails, just like OpenAI's ChatGPT. On the PC, they claim it can open apps and turn on Bluetooth. The new feature is part of a major update to Microsoft Windows 11. USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The lawyers for the man accused of murdering 4 University of Idaho students last year will get to see some key genetic genealogy evidence.
The evidence helped identify him as a suspect. Prosecutors say his DNA was found on a knife sheath under one of the bodies. Prosecutors say they don't plan to use the evidence at trial, but the judge ruled the defense should be able to see some of the evidence in advance. A hearing will be held to determine which evidence the defense will be allowed to see before trial. I'm Dave Collins.
Challenges to keep presidential candidate Donald Trump off of 2 states' presidential ballots are being heard in court this week. In Colorado, the case is based on the 14th Amendment, an argument dismissed by Trump's lawyer as anti-democratic and weak. The Minnesota Supreme Court will hear oral arguments this week in a similar case. The Republican Party of Minnesota has told the court to dismiss the case because of the First Amendment of the Constitution. Remember, don't feed the bears.
You shouldn't play with them either. Part of North Carolina's scenic Blue Ridge Parkway is closed indefinitely because of reports of human-bear interactions. The move coming after the National Park Service got word that people were attempting to hold and feed a young bear. Officials made that decision out of concern, not only for the safety of the park visitors, but for the safety of the bear. I'm Corey Myers.
Thanks for being there. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, happy hump day to you. It's Wednesday, November the 1st. I'm Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Rick Manning joins us now, President of Americans for Limited Government. Mr. Rick, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Hanging in there, actually. Wow, I'm telling you, though. The hatred that is running amok, it's tough enough when you see what's going on overseas, but when you are witnessing the anti-Semitism coming out of the closets, from Gaza to Russia, Ivy League universities, to the United Nations, and I think it was quite shocking. I don't know if you heard this, but it's really rang through my ears when Chris Ray yesterday said, in fact, our statistics would indicate that a group that represents only about 2.4% of the American public accounts for something like 60% of all religious-based hate crimes. Now, I wonder if, Corinne Jean-Pierre got that message because, from the podium several days ago, she was totally demurred of this fact. That the kind of hate crime percentage that we're talking about, against such a small percentage of the American public, because she indicated that it was more hatred and activity against Muslims or people from Islam or whatever of Islam faith.
Yeah, the Biden administration ran their speech about Israel past Arab and Muslim leaders in the hour before, and made adjustments based upon things that they wanted to say to make sure they didn't offend anybody who was a follower of Islam. It is it's a fact. You bring people into our country who have been trained from birth to look at the people of Israel, Jewish people in Israel, as occupiers, and to look at them as being oppressors and people who are engaged in genocide against the Arab population. Mm-hmm. When you bring these people into our country, guess what happens? You've imported anti-Semitism. You've imported hate.
Exactly.
That is what our policy has been, and this is a policy which is nobody should be surprised about it. When you have your borders wide open, you have 3 million people come in, not counting in 1 year, not counting gotaways, and not counting legal immigrants. Mm-hmm. So you really have 4 to 5 million people coming in last year between legal immigration and illegal immigration.
Well, they're saying, Rick, that since Biden's become president, you got you know, 6 million. What you're suggesting is that number's a lot higher. Because if you're just saying last year alone,
last year was five million. Okay, mm-hmm. They had 3 million illegals that they had contact with. They had another, let's say, 500,000 in terms of gotaways. And, you know, people who they didn't identify, who they know came across, didn't identify. They have another group of people who came across that they didn't have any idea they came across because there's tunnels, just like Israel has tunnels going into Israel from Gaza.
Exactly.
Tunnels coming across our border from the cartels. And then you have the million who came in legally.
Exactly.
We effectively have in the past year, let's be conservative and say it's 5 million. You know, if you've got a 330 million population, you have 5 million new people come in who are immigrants, most of whom you don't have any control over because they're not part of your controlled immigration system. Yeah. Guess what you get? You know, you get a population that isn't enculturated to America. You get a population that brings their biases and hates from afar. And, you know, so guess what? We have a significant number of people who we've imported, allowed to come into our country, who have massive anti-Semitism bias. And, you know, that's not even counting the fact that this has not been a new problem. We've got some entire towns that are controlled by the local mosque in places like Dearborn, Michigan, where you put up a sign that says Israeli-owned business, you're going to end up having the thing essentially burned out.
Right.
So it's that, you know, so let's just be real. We've imported this. We've allowed it to happen. And our education system has fomented it by through the deals and things they've done with the various Palestinian and Muslim organizations on campus, who are nothing more than anti-Semitic training grounds.
And the idea, though, is that the institutions have made it all acceptable. And it's coming out, just like what we experienced with COVID, where, you know, the veil is being pulled back. So now what are you going to do about it? When you realize that, you know, we the people didn't do this, Rick. It was the government. It was the elites of this, of our country that did this to us. And I've been saying we've got to find a way to decouple, you know, from this government. And because two more years of Joe Biden and Mayorkas and, Christopher Wray and, you know, Merrick Garland. I mean, this is absurd. This is unsustainable. And I don't know what we can do, Rick, because on top of this, you know, like you talked about, is that Hezbollah is camped out in Mexico. So maybe they're helping the cartels, build out their tunnels even.
There's no doubt. They're not there for their health. It's a we have an invasion. We have an invasion, and that invasion is... it's Chinese, it's Hezbollah, it's Hamas, it's a lot of actors around the world who don't like us very much.
Exactly. It's not even that they don't like us. They absolutely hate us. And people don't understand that. They don't understand that kind of emotion because most people here in America are pretty reasonable and fair-minded.
We are either the great Satan, if you're coming from Iran or affiliated group of country or terrorist group. So we're either the great Satan or China, we're in the way.
Yes.
Now, China's very, it's just a business for China. We're in the way. Mm-hmm. They want to be world dominant. We are world dominant, and they have to knock us off to be able to get there. So, you know, you're going to die either way, whether the person hates you or if it's just business, as the mafia might say. Mm-hmm. But it's a bottom line is if you allow your country to be infiltrated by people who have your own internal destruction in their interest, that is, you create an environment that, quite honestly, is not sustainable as a sovereign nation.
Right. Exactly. Well, and the people, you know, I believe that their eyes are opening and they're becoming more and more aware of this. But this thing's moving quite quickly. And, you know, Barack Obama announced to everybody, you know, what, 5 days before he took over, he announced the fundamental change of America, and that fundamental change continues. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, now you know what it looks like. So the next time before you start applauding and thinking that everything's all roses and rainbows, especially if it's coming from a Democrat, then, or even a lot of politicians, sadly, because they're so, you know, disconnected. You talk about decoupling from the truth. They're decoupled from the truth. And so, you've got to, you know, I don't even say trust anymore. I just think you just got to verify, right?
Yeah, there's no trust. It's verify. That is the number one thing.
Without a doubt. Well, we've got to go to break. Rick Manning continues with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. We're going to talk more about the hearings yesterday. I mean, between Merrick Garland and, Christopher Wray, Mayorkas. Oh, wow. What a sight.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, we're talking about Attorney General Merrick Garland. Rick, I don't know if you saw this, but there was a separate ransomware summit that was organized by the White House the other day, and Garland directed the United States Justice Department to assist Israeli investigators probing financial flows to Hamas, including those involving cryptocurrency. Now, this is coming from an AG who can't even follow and figure out the Biden money laundering business, but they're going to follow financial flows to Hamas?
Well, that's the part of it that's an admission that they always could have. They had all the information on Biden. They had it years before. They knew what was going on with the financial flows, and they chose to, shall we say, hide it. A lot of people say that given the FBI's history with J. Edgar Hoover and the like, that this was leverage that they had on Biden. I don't know that that's true or not. It doesn't, you have to explain why they did not pursue everything they knew about Joe Biden when they had it, when they clearly have the capacity to track money flows.
Yeah.
And the fact that they didn't care about the money flows to Joe Biden, tells you one of two things. Either Joe Biden was acting as an asset of the federal government related to spying on these entities, and Hunter was his vehicle, was a vehicle, or they had a they were using him to feed them bad information in a spy versus spy counter game. Now those are your two options, and they say because.
Well, how about the third? How about the third? That Joe Biden is just a crook and corrupt.
Well, that's possible, but we know FBI knew it.
Yeah.
The question is, why didn't they act on it? To me, we're not arguing whether Joe Biden's a crook. That's a given.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of the that's not even a hypothesis. That's a that's not a theorem. That's now a law. So we have enough knowledge to know that Joe Biden's a crook. Given that we know that he's a crook, and given that we know that the FBI knew he was a crook, based on all the evidence that they had, that they didn't do anything with it. The question that has to be asked is, why didn't they do anything with it?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, ultimately, Joe Biden goes away. He's not president anymore and the like. But the FBI is still there.
Yeah.
And it's the institution that we depend upon to try to, you know, keep things straight and do enforce the laws of this country in an equitable way. And the fact that they made a choice, an active choice, to not pursue Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the crime family, the entire crime family operation that they had to know was operating.
Well, it makes you wonder, Rick.
They shuttered the IRS investigations.
Right.
The fact that we have now, you know, 80-some thousand private emails that are in the National Archives that somehow the National Archives isn't allowing the Congressional Committee to get to. The same National Archives that Donald Trump is being prosecuted because he didn't just turn everything over to the National Archives and wanted to actually argue about what was a presidential paper and wasn't. So
right.
He's being prosecuted by the same FBI, by the same Department of Justice, special counsel that they appointed, were not turning stuff over to the National Archives, and yet they had 80-some thousand emails from Joe Biden of private servers dealing with government business directly related to Hunter Biden that somehow the National Archives and the defense establishment, since it was a defense account that he was using, you just look at it, you go, we have to get to the root of what's actually happening. And Joe Biden is just, he's a symptom.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to say is I think this thing's metastasized to such a degree that they can't do it. I mean, you're asking them to do brain surgery on themselves. I mean, it indicates just how corrupt the Justice Department has become. And everything associated with the three-letter agencies. It's like, wait a minute, back in the days of J. Edgar Hoover, he had files on everybody. Well, these guys got files on files and files and files on everybody and everybody else. And, because it's holding them off. And I guess, what's his name, who's back in the crosshairs again, Menendez, I guess he ran out of files or something, you know, to get exposed.
Well,
so
I think he's the guy that they're engaging in what appears to be based on, I'm not going to say whether he was guilty or not, because truthfully, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he's had a history of being engaged in activities pretty far over the edge of what you would normally consider to be normal activity.
But that doesn't happen all on its own in isolated case. See, this is all an infection. I mean, he's probably looking, and over the years, you know how this works, Rick. You know, he's seen people stealing, cheating, and all this kind of stuff. You know, Nancy Pelosi doing her stuff, the Clintons doing their things and everything. So it's like, well, why are you giving me a bad time? Really?
Well, not to disparage an entire state, but he is a New Jersey Democrat politician. So I'm trying to avoid disparaging the state.
But how many more states can you go through? Because this is the problem, you know, when you get, you get power like this, that becomes just so corrupt, it spreads throughout. I mean, this is the disease and people, I mean.
It's 100% correct. And the challenge that we have is, and this is why we have to get to the Jim Jordan investigation just at the Judiciary Committee about the weaponization of government is probably even more important than the Biden impeachment investigation. Because mm-hmm. the Biden impeachment investigation is going after Biden, who is not the root. He's a branch of this corrupt tree.
Right.
But the Jordan investigation into weaponization of government is going at the root of the tree to try to figure out how do we stop this. And the revelations that they've been spying on congressional offices, that they were spying on their phone calls, that they were getting records about congressional phone calls on congressional cell phones from the various cell carriers, like AT&T and Verizon. The fact that the FBI had been engaged in that activity has to send chills down your spine because it makes you wonder what kind of
government do we got here, Rick?
Well, it doesn't make me wonder, Bill. Sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and add one and one and come up with two, even though you don't like that answer.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the fact we have a weaponization of government committee that's having to investigate this tells you what you need to know. And the fact that what they're finding out is that they were spying, that the FBI was engaged in an active spy operation against the people who are supposed to oversee the mm-hmm. FBI.
Yeah.
And then the fact that they keep getting funded at a higher level than they were getting funded before with absolutely no repercussions.
Exactly.
Those are things you add one. That's one and one and one getting three, and the ramifications are scary.
Yeah, but Rick, this isn't going to be cleaned up overnight, and that's why this is why they're afraid of Donald Trump, because if anybody's going to do that and go after it with a vengeance, it's going to be Donald Trump, and deservedly so for all the hell they've put this man through. But you tell me anybody else. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
More significantly than all the hell they've been putting him through is the fact that they've put him through all this hell, and they really don't have anything. There's been no person that's engaged in the level of proctology exam that Donald Trump has.
Okay.
And they got nothing on him. That's mm-hmm. why they have to make up these bogus charges. That's why they fear him, because he's actually mm-hmm. maybe the one honest man in politics.
Yeah. Well, he's the only guy that I know that has the gravitas and the backbone that I'm aware of in the circles that could do something about this.
And once you pull the trigger on going after somebody, there's nothing more they can do to him, so he's got nothing to fear.
Exactly. But, I mean, the stuff that has to be taken care of in such a quick sort of manner, Rick, get ready for heads to spin if that's the case. Rick Manning has been our guest. Thank you, Rick. Have a great day.
Nitrogen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available
available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
USA News Update. The number of Americans killed in the attack by Hamas on Israel is up to 36. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told lawmakers while testifying before a Senate panel yesterday, a handful of Americans are also believed to be among the more than 200 hostages taken prisoner by the terrorist organization Hamas. Microsoft is rolling out its new artificial intelligence feature called Copilot. Microsofters say it can handle human-like text to answer questions and write emails, just like OpenAI's ChatGPT. On the PC, they claim it can open apps and turn on Bluetooth. The new feature is part of a major update to Microsoft Windows 11. Former Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is the new U.S. ambassador to Israel. The Senate confirmed Lew in a 53-43 vote yesterday. Lew's confirmation comes as the conflict between Israel and Hamas continues. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, every time you see Secretary Mayorkas on Capitol Hill being interviewed, it is painful. I don't know about you, but it hurts me, and it bruises my brain. It's just unbelievable. But, you know, there's good news out of all this, by the way. In case you didn't know, the last office in the order of presidential succession, you know what it is? It's the Secretary of Homeland Security. He's like 18 chairs away, you know, from becoming president. So that might give you a little bit of breathing room there. And, by the way, he's personally ineligible anyway because he's not a natural born citizen. So, you know, so get a little bit more of a respite if you want to look at it that way. Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now from the Tea Party Patriots Action. Hey, Jenny Beth, how are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Always appreciate and look forward to this time that we have together. Well, last week, Customs and Border Protection released its monthly update for September, right?
That is right. And, Bill, we have such a problem when it comes to what is happening in this country right now. I've been watching this morning as we're looking at the funding for Israel, mm-hmm. and as we look at the funding for Israel, it's hard to not to think about what's happening on our southern border and how we have to get what's mm-hmm. happening under control.
People, you know, it amazes me, Jenny Beth, people don't even realize Hezbollah is in Mexico. Okay, they're camped out there. They're joining the forces with, you know, the cartel. We've got these, you know, communist Chinese that are coming in, terrorists that we can't even identify. This is such a crazy mess. And now it's to the point that Christopher Wray had to point out the obvious yesterday, right? He says, we got trouble. Well, no kidding. We've had trouble for a long time. Now, all of a sudden, the brain trust of the, the intelligence community and the FBI has come up with this brilliant deduction when a third grader already figured that out a year ago?
Well, It's more, it isn't even just that a third grader could figure it out a year ago. The FBI and the Department of Justice for the past 3 years has been focused on the wrong people. They pulled agents off of child sex trafficking. They pulled people off of the border. They've left the borders wide open, the Department of Homeland Security, not DOJ. And then we, then the people who attacked the Capitol on January 6th were called terrorists and insurrectionists, while 99% of them were not armed, and none of them tried to blow up a building with airplanes or behead people or rape women and children the way that actual true terrorists act. And so they're numbing the American people to what a true terrorist is. And now, all of a sudden, after the Sabbath massacres on October 7th, the world is going, oh, yeah, that's what terrorism is again. That is actually pure evil and must be defeated. Well, it's true. We must defeat that. And we have to shore up our border and stop allowing every single person who wants to come across the border into the country contrary to the United States law.
Exactly. Well, you know, what you just point out, Jenny Beth, is just so obvious. But what's going on with the United Nations? I mean, they're voting in such a way that that gives credence and acceptance to Hamas. Erdogan, surprisingly, you know, which, you know, I thought, well, he's going to, you know, he's going to be careful in some of the Arab nations. You know, Crown Prince has kind of been careful about making some of the statements, but Erdogan to come out and just basically endorse what Hamas did is amazing to me. And then, you know, you had Christopher Wray's analysis. I think it's quite shocking and worthy to repeat. And that is that he said that here in America, you've got a group that represents about 2.4% of the American public and account for something like 60% of all religious-based hate crimes. This is America. This is what we're living with. And it's just, and it's all over. You know, I mean, from, you know, Gaza to Russia, Ivy League universities, United Nations, this anti-Semitism, this hatred that supposedly was so, you know, just angered all of us, this hatred, this idea of hatred. And now it's like you can't hold it back anymore. And it's all targeted towards towards, you know, Jews. I mean, I saw what happened there in Russia, where, you know, you had people, you know, going in there, violating the security perimeters of an airport and going after Jews and asking them for their passports and that sort. I mean, if it's happening there and it's and things that are happening on our campus, wow, America is in serious trouble here, Jenny Beth.
It is in serious trouble. And I think, thankfully, I've seen something this week that give me a little bit more hope. For instance, I'm pretty sure that the Yale newspaper, which said that the attack that Hamas engaged in may not have been correct, they came back and corrected their correction and apologized for their mistake and said that those attacks indeed actually did happen. There has been an arrest of a college student. I've forgotten which university, but one who had said horrible anti-Semitic comments with threats in them has now been arrested. So we need to make sure that those kind of attacks against Jewish people, that is actually a true hate crime. Yeah. And if it includes a threat and it's happening here in America, Our hate crime laws should apply to it, and the people must be held accountable. We cannot allow the Jewish people in this country or around the world to be attacked the way that we are seeing, and we have to defend them. And I think that is a lesson from World War II, and many of us learned that lesson and feel very, very strongly that we agree with never again, and this is a time to stand up so it doesn't happen again.
Well, Jenny Beth, you're exactly right. You think that we would know enough from history is that, look, if you attack, the Jews and you might as well attack the, you know, Palestinians, because you put that, you deposit that hatred and that anger into the body politic. You think that somehow that's not going to come back on you? I mean, this infects the psychology of all Americans. We can't tolerate this. You know, the head of that snake has to be lopped off really quick, if I can say that metaphorically. There's no room for this kind of stuff. For all, you know, the anger and everything, race relations we've gone through, you know, throughout my lifetime and your lifetime, Jenny Beth, and you want glimpses of hope to think, oh, gosh, you know, this country's getting better. And then all of a sudden we have this outbreak of hatred that goes on, and it's allowed to be demonstrated. And, you know, we need to enforce these hate laws. They say, look, yes, you've got a First Amendment right, but you can't, you know, your First Amendment right doesn't go to the point to where you can render damage to people, hurt people, and in fact, cross over the lines in such a way to where it's going to come back on you. I mean, that's what history has taught us, has it not?
Yes, that is absolutely right. That is what history has taught us. And, you know, now that we're separated from the speaker race, which took up so much headspace during the month of October, paying attention and reflecting on what is happening in Israel and reflecting on what is happening in our border. When I was down at the border in May and June of this year, and I think I also was there in July, the sheriffs and border patrol who I was talking to said that they are that the people who are not going through the main entry points are people who are going through, trying to sneak into the country. So they're trying to sneak in, and the ones who are getting caught are either criminals, they've already been deported, which is very hard to happen right now in America, or they are from a country of special interest like Iran, China, or Russia, and they don't want America to know that they are here. And
exactly.
Knowing that the country of special interest and understanding which countries they were paying attention to, it haunts me right now. We have
exactly.
to get our borders secure. And it doesn't mean throwing more money at it so that we can fly the people all over the rest of the country who are entering through entry points. It means adhering to the law as it exists when it comes to our border, not making it up as we go, as what the Biden administration is currently doing.
But like you said, Jenny Beth, what happens if something like in the Gaza happens here in the United States?
I can't wrap my head around that. I don't.
You and me both.
That's why we have to support Israel.
Exactly.
Terrorists know we won't stand for this.
To make a walk
exactly.
in the park. Well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us. JMS is going to join us in just a few moments. He's the CEO of Numbers USA. You know, I don't know about you, but Secretary Mayorkas, every time I hear him talk, it's like chalk hitting the chalkboard. You know that screeching sound? You know how that happens? It just rattles my nerves. I don't know, maybe because of the business background that I've had in my life, is that you never, in any of the businesses I've worked in, you wouldn't allow this level of incompetence to continue, you know, for months, not to mention years on end. But this continues. And you think, gosh, we're paying for this kind of incompetency. James Massa is with us now. James, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm very good. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, here we got Secretary Mayorkas brain damaging the American people once again. His responses to basic questions about our southern border are just beyond credulity, aren't they?
Oh, he's so evasive, and he's artful at it, which makes it even more frustrating. But I got to compliment those who were questioning him continued to stay on point. And when they were asking for a number, they insisted he give them a number. And he never did, by the way.
Yeah, I know he never did. That's what I'm saying. Well, it's all in this realm of plausible deniability, I guess. But, you know, the numbers, whatever numbers we're getting for CPB right now, speak for themselves. And they're just incredible. We're not getting any better. It just keeps getting worse. And they want us to believe that, you know, there's nothing here to look at.
Oh, and there's everything to look at, which is why they continue to hide the numbers. Now, there's been a lot of efforts by a lot of organizations with FOIA requests and now the actual direct questioning where numbers are coming to the fore and people are seeing what Numbers USA is all about. But the numbers are out of control. You know, just the terrorist watch list one, where we have 169 to 172. Either way, that's way too many known people who are apprehended off the FBI terrorist watch list. And he won't even answer what country of origin they come from. What could possibly be the risk in letting the American people know who the threats are that are coming into our nation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's clear we've got people from the Middle East coming. Incredible numbers, increasing numbers of communist Chinese coming in, men of fighting age.
You know, and then we got reports last week, James, and this was shocking. I mean, it's bad enough that we got the cartel in operation, not only on the other side of the border, on both sides of the border. They've got a tunnel complex that would probably rival the tunnel complex in the Gaza. And now we find out last week that Hezbollah has encampments there in Mexico as well. That doesn't bode well.
Well, it is a scary situation for the American people to know that their southern border is not under any type of control. I mean, mm-hmm. the gotaways, for example, are another number that is really alarming. I mean, the number that's posted out there since the Biden administration took place is over 1.7 million gotaways. So for the terrible numbers that we're seeing coming in on a month-to-month basis, 260 to 300,000 people actually being apprehended, of which 50% or more are being released with a notice to appear sometime in the next several years into the interior of our nation. Those numbers are bad enough, but the gotaways dwarf that as well. So we have a very serious problem. It's a national security threat, and it's one that H.R. 2, which is the policy that was passed by the U.S. House of Representatives
right.
in May, helps close those loopholes that allow the Biden administration to do what it's doing. Because, again, the administration isn't enforcing the law. They're twisting the law to enforce a policy that the executive branch is not allowed to have.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, this is what drives me nuts, James. And I think most people in the country, because they see the blatant disregard to Constitution and the rule of law, and the executive branch of the government just keeps on going through, and because they figure, you know, it could be a year or so before it's really addressed, you know, because they keep, you know, kind of, it's like a shell game. They keep hiding the pea under the shell. They keep moving it around in such a way that they buy time. But meanwhile, in the process of it all, somehow the judicial branch can't say, wait a minute, you're going to stop. I don't care how many iterations you come up with. This is unacceptable. You just cannot do this. We're figuring out the game that you're on, and you're biting for time. And meanwhile, you're breaking the law, and you may come up with another iteration in which to do an end run around it. But it's not serving the American people. And the American people have got to wake up, James. We cannot. Go ahead.
No. I can. I agree with you completely. You know, part of our charter at Numbers USA is to get the voice of the American people heard by their elected officials. And so we constantly are providing information with details to our members to say, this is the information you can provide your elected official. And then we make it easy for them to send them a message and make sure it gets through all the barriers that Congress has to keep you from communicating to your elected official. It's mm-hmm. very important they hear that voice, because I still believe in the American system where the people are the nation's ruling class. Now, I know that we have a big battle against what's there in the swamp, as people would call it. I know we have a big pushback from a lot of different big business concerns as well. But we have the opportunity for the American people in the upcoming election and in every time they get a chance to send in a message to Congress to make their voice heard. And it's
exactly
their voice heard on immigration today.
Well, James, you make an excellent point here, and that is that, you know, we have an opportunity to secure the message. Okay, and this is what Numbers USA has done. Okay, what three? I mean, if you had to pick the three most important messages that we ought to be consistent on, that every citizen needs to go to Numbers USA, pick up on this message, and send it out consistently so that, you know, we multiply the numbers to such a degree that there's multiple millions of people responding with the same message, as opposed to just, and I get it, everybody's got, you know, different ideas in this, but I think we need to really, you know, hone down and focus on the three most significant points of communication that we can, you know, send to our elected officials. What would they be?
Well, I think that's great. Yes. First off, they can do that at www.numbersusa.com. We allow that to occur. But the messages that are needed is that H.R. 2 solves the problem of the border. H.R. 2 has 15 different things in it, going from border control, being able to give funding for more agents to be able to mm-hmm. be on the border, but also being able to change these loopholes that the administration is using by allowing people to be paroled into the nation when they're not intentionally meeting that criteria. So it changes the criteria for what it takes to be able to qualify for those things. So H.R. 2 is the solution, and it's already passed the House of Representatives. So we want to make sure that H.R. 2 is attached to the next continuing resolution or other sorts of must-have legislation. The other message is that the numbers are unacceptable, and they need to be more transparent. We got to demand that they be more transparent and make their numbers more clearly available, not trying to hide what is going on. And then the third thing that we need to do is to look for long-term solutions such as E-Verify. And that's part of the H.R. 2 solution. But E-Verify means that those people who do come into the United States and are coming in for that, maybe they're not terrorists, maybe they're not rapists, maybe they're not any of these terrible things that are definitely happening. They're just people looking for jobs, but they're coming into the United States and they're taking jobs away from U.S. citizens, and that's addressed through mandatory E-Verify. So those three things are very important. The numbers are unacceptable, H.R. 2 solves the problem, and mandatory E-Verify. I'd add a fourth thing, and this is what the real risk is. The administration keeps asking for more cash. They keep thinking we throw money at the border. Mm-hmm. That's going to solve the problem. What we need is the courage to enforce the current law and implement these new laws so that the border becomes secure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you talk about E-Verify, see, I categorize it in terms of even, you know, a vetting process so that you know who's coming across. Because the thing that I've been yelling, you know, from the timbers about here, James, is that we've got people coming across that, you know, it's not like, you know, when our grandparents or great-grandparents came to America, they loved the country. They wanted to assimilate. I remember as kids growing up, my dad was most concerned about us assimilating into the country, so much so that you know, they really didn't, and I know for some Hispanics this is going to irritate them, but, you know, again, it was just the nature of the time where our parents didn't, you know, focus so much on our culture and speaking the language. They wanted us to assimilate and speak English, okay? And so half of my siblings are fluent, some of us not so, but and that was one of the, I guess, one of the regrets maybe my parents subsequently had. I know that some of us kids did as well. But the people that are coming into America today don't love America, number one. Number two, because they've come under the banner of the cartels, they're beholden to the cartels. They have wristbands on them, James, as you know. And these wristbands designate their job qualification and their assignment. And Secretary Mayorkas, when he was asked about it, had no clue about how. So if you're not going to vet the people coming across, you don't know, and you're not even, and one of the ideas that I had, and I shared it with somebody else, and I never heard anything about this, and they thought it was a great idea, is that we need to vet these people in a sense of even knowing what their talents and giftings are. What do they have to offer? I mean, do they have the intelligence that we should put them in some sort of STEM development program to where you give these people a future and a hope and an idea that they can be successful? But you've got to decouple them from, from the cartels. You just won't have a fair chance with them.
Well, let me go back to one of the early comments.
We got about 10. We only got 10 seconds left here, James. So go ahead.
All right. People coming here want to be here. Those are legal immigrants, and we've got a great system for legal immigrants. We got to secure the border now. That's our issue. The Secure the Border Act is the way to do it, and we need Congress to stand up and make sure that comes.
Exactly.
Warning.
James Massa, thank you.
Heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid?